Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Most right now.
Dr. Kevin Most is as crazy for golf as I am. Boy, what a horrible last day at the Ryder Cup. I missed half of the morning session. I'm looking, well, it's 10 and a half, 9 and a half.
Yeah.
Then they just went to bed. It was awful.
Unbelievable.
Awful.
Yeah.
But I brought this question up. We're not going to spend any time talking about it, but just a quickie opinion, if you would. Why should we care more about this than they do when they so outwardly show that they just didn't care that much?
Yeah, you know what? And think about it. They're all coming from different countries. So, I mean, the pride factor of playing for your country, it really isn't there. They're playing for a group of countries where, I don't know,
I think that's the number one problem. The number one problem is you got to find players who really want to be there.
Yep.
And if that means clearing the decks on the regulars, then you got to do it.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine is great to us every week. We post the notes with the podcast after we're done. And
before you talk about that, one more Ryder Cup note. I'm going to post on WGNradio.com, and I'll share it on our socials. We have a video that Bubba Watson posted on his Instagram of Phil Mickelson kicking a bottle off someone's head. So that's what they were doing in their post-round celebration.
So they were really concerned about how things went.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's impressive.
It's a must-see, though. You can't believe somebody his age can get the leg that high.
I don't think I'm going to watch it. I'm going to protest and not watch it. All right, Doc, here's what we know. We know that women do a great job at taking care of the world and taking care of men. We also know that maybe they're not taking great care of themselves because they're too busy with us. Fair to say?
Yeah, you know what? It is kind of fair to say. They do. Women decide, you know, they'll take care of their children. They'll take care of their husbands. And, you know, I thought we'd just take a couple minutes to make sure that we make men and families a little bit aware of what some women health issues are as well and what we can do to support them.
What do you think we should hit?
I think two things, probably heart disease and osteoporosis, two things that people probably have a flip on. And
Is heart disease still the number one killer of women?
Yeah. How about that? We really don't think that way, do we? We think heart disease in men. We think heart disease in men. And now all of a sudden we got to say, wait a second. Women have hearts, too. And the anatomy and the physiology is the same there. And 30% of women die from heart disease. The number one killer in women is heart disease.
So why is it not given the same level of publicity that I would think that it does for men? Because we always see men going in for their heart checks and all the commercials for the prescriptions and the drug companies. It's men. Why don't we do a better job of talking about it?
Yeah, two things. I think you hit it one right on the head. The marketing is kind of focused towards men because we feel that that's probably the more important demographic. But in women, it's kind of unusual. We talked about men, and if I asked you what the signs of having a heart attack were, you would tell me?
Left arm is numb, you know, crippling pain, like somebody sitting on my chest, sweating, those things.
Yep. So those are all the classic symptoms that we tell people to look for. And in men, that often happens. That crushing chest pain, that pain in the arm, the pain going into the jaw, the sweating. Women often have what we call silent heart attacks. They have silent disease, so that theirs is more along the lines of they feel fatigued. They feel a little bit more tired. They don't have the energy. And what happens, as we find out, is those women had heart attacks. So it's kind of interesting that we need to make sure that we have women aware of it and what to look for.
I've had a lot of women that I've talked to that have had this happen. It feels more like flu.
Mm. Exactly.
That's the symptom.
And they had a heart attack?
Yeah, it's a heart attack, but it's just they think they have the flu.
Doc, when it comes to heart disease, are the causes the same in women as men? I mean, is it really about cholesterol and arteries and the same effects that it has in men?
Absolutely. It comes down to blockage in the arteries, blockage in the blood flow to the heart that causes all heart attacks. So cholesterol is definitely one, you know, the lack of exercise. Smoking is probably one of the biggest causes that we still have control over.
What about heredity?
Yeah, oh, definitely heredity. And, you know, you're talking to somebody whose father passed away at the age of 61. So, believe me, it's the top list for all of us in our family.
Do we know if women are more likely to get heart disease through the heredity train and then men, or is it not quantified that way?
No, it's not quantified in that depth for genetics as far as heart disease. And mainly because there's so many outside environmental factors that come in as well. Diet, exercise, smoking. So, those are probably the biggest things. So, you know, what can we do as men to help support our female counterparts is, hey, you know what, if you're a smoker, make a bond with you and your wife or you and your significant other to say, you know what, let's both quit smoking right now.
Right.
Exercise. Let's make sure we exercise. Get out even for something as a simple walk after dinner or, you know, during the day sometime. And then probably one of the biggest things is diet as well. You know, we're at places now where restaurants have to post calories. Well, that's great, but they should also have to post fat content because some of those things are important, and we have to start eating smarter.
Should see, like, menus and menu boards now at fast food joints that just say, no! Just right next to the item, no!
Right. And then probably not. And
yes.
Then maybe.
Yeah, then a maybe. Red, yellow, and green. Yeah. All right. So heart disease, the best way we can help is to say, I love you. I can't make you do this, but I'll drive you to the hospital. I'll drive you to the doctor's office. Let's get this done and then work on the day-to-day health stuff as well, right?
Yeah. And to Mary's point, let's make sure everyone's aware of the symptoms in women that often are not the same as in men. So that person that I think I have the flu and it's the middle of the summer and you just had some physical activity, you know, maybe it's not the flu. So, you know, encourage them to get checked and encourage them to bring up with their physician that they're concerned about heart disease as well.
All right. Osteoporosis. What is it?
So osteoporosis is, you know, essentially weakening of the bones that we have. So the big thing about osteoporosis is it is totally preventable. And people don't realize it. Hmm. And again, this is one where it's the flip. Like I was saying, this is the flip. Often people think, hey, osteoporosis is a disease of women in their older years, when in fact, it's men and women. It'll do both. Both sexes will be impacted by osteoporosis.
I did not know that. Mary Vandeveld, you're 39 now. What do you do about preventing osteoporosis?
Well, I exercise every single day of some sort, and so I think that helps. I don't know. What else should I be doing? I mean,
Mary, yeah, you're doing what's right. And for those of you who don't know, Mary was very active in high school and in formative years with cheerleading and a lot of other activities.
Dancing.
Pom-poms.
Pom-poms, exactly.
Difference
and that,
from cheerleading, Doc?
I'm sorry.
right.
And we went to the same school, so I apologize.
Yeah, of course.
But that's probably one of the biggest messages here is the importance of those activities as we're younger. Bones continue to grow until at the age of about 30. But all those early years are when you're going to make the strength of your bones. So be doing activities, taking in good calcium, having a good diet in our younger years allows us to have great bone strength into our later years.
You said men can get osteoporosis as well. What's the percentages?
Well, it's definitely much higher in women, mainly because of there's some hormonal issues that impact it as well. But it can be both men and women. So for women, we start screening at the age of 65, and men, we start screening at the age of 70. But I think my biggest message today is early in life, now we have kids that, you know, make sure that your kids right now are active and up. They're not sitting on couches. They're not just playing video games, because this will be a problem in the future.
It's Dr. Kevin Mosley. We post the notes from this segment along with the podcast. When does that go up, Samberg?
In about 20 minutes.
All right. So check that out at WGNRadio.com and everywhere where you get podcasts. Doc, our friend Patty, who you know a little better than we do, is part of a company in the Carolinas called Soccer.com. It's a national company, an international company, as you know.
Yep.
And they do great work. And they've put out these Carolina Strong shirts for Hurricane Florence relief. What do I need to know about these?
You know,
I'm holding them up, by the way, for the streamers.
Oh, good. This is a great company. This company is amazing. Started in 1984, two brothers in a high school project decided that they were going to do this. Opened the company in 1984 with three employees. Now they have, I don't know, 1,200 employees. So they want to give back to the local community. They're from that area. So they say, well, what can we do? Well, here's our company. So they design a shirt, Carolina Strong. It's a cool shirt.
That is.
And what they're doing is they're selling the shirt online at soccer.com, and 100% of the proceeds will go to people impacted by the hurricane.
Oh, that's great.
In the Carolinas. And, you know, the Florence story was huge while the storm was hitting. What people don't realize is the impact that's going on right now. People have lost their homes. They've lost everything. They've lost their businesses. They're tearing down houses. Now is the time that people need to step up. And you know what? It's a $20 shirt. And I can tell you, I bought a bunch, but it's a $20 shirt, and 100% of the proceeds are going to help somebody. So it's awareness as well as giving back.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Tell Patty to thank them, and thank you for mentioning it.
Yeah, no, they're a great company. It's really cool.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here.